Hey guys, thank you for joining me today. I can't wait to share with you the information that we're going to bring to you today. I really don't think it's any of a coincidence. I didn't meet Josh until 2 weeks ago. However, in this last month, I've come across Josh twice within a 2 week span in the month of March. And then I just happened to sit next to him at the last networking meeting we attended, and he was the guest speaker. And the things he was talking about was just, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what was coming out of his mouth and what he was saying, that he was helping people across the nation, also with his friend David. So I'm really excited to introduce Josh and David to you today. But before we get started, I just wanted to let you know, if you're interested in building legacy wealth with a tax-free retirement with death and living benefits, click the link in the description below. Set up an appointment with me to learn more. For our business owners, we helped our business owners save at least 40% in benefits, and we help tether top talent. We can help employee retention because we help provide employers' needs with that addresses employees' wants. So click the link to learn more. Okay, Josh, I'm really excited to meet you. And thank you so much for taking some extra time at that networking meeting to sit and talk with me. I know you're a busy man. You're running for Congress. As you can see, you know, in the background, you have some of your campaign stuff going on. Would you briefly share with us with the things that you were talking about in that meeting? Because honestly, I didn't want your time to run out. I was like, and keep going.
Well, some of the stuff that I know, like I said, David and I talked about, we were joking around just the other day, that it leaves people sometimes speechless. You know, when they learn what their rights are, and they learn what their constitutional rights are, what it actually says and what it actually means, it really does leave people speechless. David just did a video, the other day. And when he was saying stuff and pointing things out in the Constitution and the various constitutions around the state constitutions around the country, it literally, they just sat there kind of speechless, because when you see it in front of you and it's real and you're like, why is this not happening? Well, it's not happening because we're not holding our servants accountable. You know, and everything's been reversed over the years. They work for us, not the other way around. They seem to think that they tell us what to do. That's not the case. We tell them what to do.
It certainly seemed like it was the case during COVID. I mean, all the lockdowns, all the draconian lockdowns, couldn't do anything, couldn't go anywhere. I was like, how are people supposed to pay their bills? I mean, they're still going to demand money even if they... Or letting us get by without paying now, eventually it's going to come around where you got to have to pay. And then what are you going to do with no job?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, the number one thing right now is educating the masses. And that's what David's been doing. He's been hitting a bunch of shows. That's what I've been trying to do as much as possible, is educating people on their rights. And when you do that, that's how we change the nation. That's how we transform it. That's how we never let this happen again. And also electing people that actually give a damn about the people, instead of their own self-interest or their party telling them what to do. That's a big part of it as well. So it's kind of a combination of all that we can transform this country back to what our founding fathers wanted us to have. And that's a free country with liberty and justice for all. So, and I'll let David touch on that a little bit more as well.
David, welcome. I'm so excited to have you, because Josh spoke so highly of you at the networking meeting. And then I happened to come across you in a video on YouTube. I'm like, God is so good. I came across Josh twice in 1 month within a 2 week span. He talks about you. I see you on a YouTube channel, and guess what? Now I get to talk to you face to face. This is so cool.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. I'm thankful for you even giving us the opportunity to have this discussion, because the only way that we really get justice and we get this nation to get back on track is if the people know truth. And this is why the bar attorneys and bad actors in our nation has spent so much time hijacking public education, hijacking education, hijacking law schools, and even hijacking the knowledge from the people. And so we're in a great time right now, but if we don't get amazing soldiers for truth, you know, like yourself, that will actually allow this to be put out there, then evil will win.
Darn right. How did you guys get involved in everything happening in Arizona as far as like because as far as I understand, you guys are part of the audit. You guys have been a part of the mask mandate, as far as I know, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong. And then you guys obviously were helping business owners. So tell me how this all got started and how you got involved. Obviously, Josh is in the political realm because he's running for office. And I'm so glad to finally find a godly person, a godly man who's brave, because I don't know if you guys know who Charlie Kirk is, but I saw a video just last week and he was like, the men in our country are cowards. They don't have the courage. And it's scary. What you guys are going up against is scary. I can be, you know, God gave me the platform of a mic since I was a little kid. And I've used that as much as I can for his glory and to help others. But you guys are out there, you know, especially you, Josh. I mean, running for office, you're going to be hit with a lot of arrows, so to speak. So tell me, how did you guys get involved with all of this stuff?
Can I tell you the quick version?
Sure.
So it's crazy because Josh and I met at a meeting with Senator Farnsworth, who was dealing with issues with children being lost by CPS in Arizona. They're taking children, then they lose them. And then after 6 months, they kind of wipe them off the record and they end up in places they shouldn't be or dead. And yeah, big issue in Arizona.
Oh my gosh.
Super big issue. And this company that's losing the kids make $1 billion a year off of taking kids. So they have a financial incentive and it's bad. But Josh Barnett came to that meeting. I was there. Someone wanted us to meet. We ended up meeting. Josh owned a gym and he was unhappy about what happened with the mandates. And I said, hey, Josh, you know, I think I know some law stuff that can help you to be able to open the gym up. Let me check. And then he's like, well, show me what you got. I'll check it. And then if it's good, I'll do it. You know, I'll jump in. So Josh Barnett was the toughest dude in the country at the time because he wanted to stand up and fight and he was going to be the first one. So he opened up his entity in the private, tagged Doug Ducey and other people and showed them working out with no mask and everything every day, gave them notice. So he stood out there first and did what others were afraid to do. Well, right after that, you know, my intention was help Josh get what he needed. I wasn't thinking about anything else with any other entity in the entire world. Josh Barnett calls me early in the morning. Like, I don't even know if it was 6 o'clock yet. And he's like, hey, Dave. I'm like, what's up? He's like, I want to open up every business in the country. And I said, what? He said, we're going to open up everybody who wants to hear, they're going to open up. Screw this, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Josh, you're trying to like deal with a lot of stuff with campaigning. You sure you want to do this? You know, like what's making you do this? Because I'm already like mind blown about the different fights that he steps in. And so I'm like, why do you want to do this? He said, because it's the right thing to do, you know? So this is how over 100 entities got open during COVID around the country, because Josh Barnett knew it was the right thing to do. He could have saved himself, but he didn't. After he tried it and saw the truth, he said, let's get everybody.
And so our governor didn't say anything, didn't try and shut you down, like the county didn't come after you, try to shut you down after you said that, Josh?
No, they, you know what we do when you do this is we send them notice. So we put them on notice and tell them exactly what we're doing. And, we give them a time frame to rebut, and you know, they can come back and say, you can't do this because of this, this, or this. Mm-hmm.
They could try.
Well, yeah, they could try, but you know, nobody tried because they know they're wrong. They can't, you know, when you stand on truth, I don't mind going full 100 mile an hour at somebody when we're standing on truth. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we had a couple of the entities that we opened, one in California, one in New Jersey, that they tried to get slick and tried to fight, and then they went to arbitration and they lost. So, you know, it's been proven this whole PMA. Then you had the attorneys coming out saying, oh, this doesn't work. This is not real, you know, because they're just like the fake news, you know, they don't want people to know the truth. And you know, like you said, we got about 100, 110, whatever number we're at, I don't even know anymore. Yeah. You know, but you know, I have people that will randomly hit me up and say, hey, I need help. And I'm like, let's get you on Signal. Let's get you connected, you know? And then, you know, and then David, you know, takes it from there and kind of explains that process. But what we do is we put the government officials on notice. We tell them exactly what we're doing. We're not hiding anything. And exposing, you know, the Constitution and here in Arizona, ARS 26317, you know, clearly states that when you're in the private, you can opt out of an emergency order if you so choose.
Interesting. So this PMA is exactly what, like, tell my audience what it stands for. And then how did you guys open the business using this PMA?
It means Private Membership Association.
Okay.
And so when you deal in life with the people in government, the people are in a private capacity. The government is in a public capacity as public officers or people working for the people. So the people created constitutions in order to tell how the government was going to handle their business. We made it to restrict them and grant them certain powers and authorities to take care of our parks, keep our marriage licenses, keep our birth records, right? We never gave them authority to make laws against us ever, ever. So most people run around afraid thinking, oh, this statute of, you know, they said they're going to make me do this. They said they're going to make me do that. They said they're going to make me wear a mask. None of that is to restrict us. All of it is to restrict them. But the attorneys have told them that they can restrict the people's rights. Mm-hmm. So the legislature, who may not have studied the actual law, is trusting the attorneys like we did as a people for so long. The whole time, the attorney's been withholding information like Luke 11:52 says. So you see where Jesus says, woe unto the lawyers. He said, for they hide the key of knowledge. And those who are entering in, they hinder. And they don't go in themselves. So we want to use the law to go into it and stand on it so we could be free. They try to hide it because if they ever let people see it, we would know that they were misusing the people. And then when we try to go in, they try to block us, but they never go in themselves. And if you notice, it's attorneys at law, not attorneys in law. They're not moving in law. They're like right up to the front door, hanging out, talking like they know it. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to go in.
So no, you're right. You're right. Because, you know, I've been dealing with, since July, I've been dealing with my reps in the House, and all they can all see, they're just like you and I, they're just regular people. They ran for office and then they got it. They don't have law degrees, or some, at least a lot of them don't. Some of them in the legislature are former law enforcement. So some of them have an idea of law, but they are not attorneys. And so they do depend on their constitutional attorneys to instruct them. And so the fact that their constitutional attorneys haven't given them this information is just insane, because I know you two were also helping the legislature, weren't you?
Well, here's the deal. That means that if you have to have a constitutional attorney that knows the Constitution, that means that's not a specialty for the others. But the problem is the Constitution is the law of the land. So how the heck are you telling government officials what to do in the land if you don't even know the fundamental law?
Good question.
I'll tell you also, those in law enforcement as police usually don't know the law either. I'll give you an example. That just hit you. I saw your radar go off. You said, what do you mean, dude? What do you mean, dude, they don't know the law? Can I prove it to you?
Please.
You got internet access available here? Can you share your screen?
Yeah, I can share my screen.
I'll show you so you can pull up a law that police are giving people tickets for every single day. And then I'll show you that the law doesn't even mean what people think it means. And so the police are giving tickets. The legislature wrote it because attorneys probably told them to. And none of them have a right to do anything to one of us. And it's the one that Josh Barnett just declared, pronounced. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, what website should I go to?
Just put in Google or DuckDuckGo A.R.S.26-317.
Okay, I'll pull it up first and then I'll share my screen. Oh, it's going to be small, but we'll deal with it.
You can pinch it and open it up.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be right at the very top.
Okay, it's right here.
Yeah.
I hope I pulled up the right one.
Yes, that's right.
You're perfect. Now, ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you a person?
I listened to your shows before, so should I answer no?
Well, so you're just gonna ask, so really you're saying, should I answer the opposite of what I think?
I think your answer is no. Because most people were answering yes, and I felt like you were telling them the opposite. So maybe I didn't understand you correctly, but I'm gonna go with no.
So I'm gonna show you that the average man or woman in the world, if you ask them if they are a person, what would they say?
Yes.
Yes. So if any person does something, they're guilty of something, right? They're guilty of a crime if they do this thing. That would include anybody, right?
Correct.
Unless the word person does not mean man or woman.
Correct.
Now, can you read the first half of this law for me, ma'am? The statute?
Any person who violates any provision of this chapter or who knowingly fails or refuses to obey any lawful order or regulations issued as provided in this chapter shall be guilty of a class one misdemeanor.
Everybody's in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who can get around that if any person who does it is guilty?
This provision does not apply.
Stop cheating.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking you.
Okay.
I'm asking you, not the text. You're looking at the text when we're taking the test. And you still looking.
I'm cheating. Yes, okay. I am. Oh my God, yes, I am.
Cheater. So look, if every man or woman is a person, then any person who does this shall be guilty, which means that nobody's exempt. It applies to everybody. Now, the second half says what?
The provision does not apply to the refusal of any private organization or member thereof to participate in a local emergency or state of emergency as defined by this chapter.
Now, this is for the whole chapter in the state of Arizona for emergency powers. And it tells you that anybody who's part of a private membership or a private organization, I'm sorry, if you're one of the members or you're the organization, you don't have to participate. It doesn't even apply to you. So the police been giving people tickets, but there's certain people it don't apply to. What if you were one of the people it didn't apply to?
I would be really angry. I know a lot of small business owners that were very afraid of their businesses being shut down, that we're allowed to operate, and had all the things like that they told you had to have. Everyone had to wear a mask, and everyone had to do this, and everyone had to do that. And they were terrified of being shut down if they didn't. So they did everything that they were mandated to do.
Under a business, they're contracted with the government. Therefore, the government has the right to change, or the ability to change, the terms.
Mm-hmm.
But the people are in a private capacity. We are not working as government officials. We don't have anything where we have to uphold what they want.
So let me ask you this, David. How come people aren't standing up to their governors when their governors are forbidding them to have people in their home? And I'm just like, why are people stepping up? That's their private home.
You know, well, they don't know the difference between the public and the private because the Constitution has been hidden. So can I show you an example about when you say your private home?
Sure.
Can I show you where that is in law?
Yeah, please.
Article Arizona Constitution. Click on that. So you just type it in, Arizona Constitution. Scroll down to the one that says Ballotpedia.
I use Ballotpedia all the time during elections. Okay.
I love it. So let's go down to Article 2, Declaration of Rights.
Okay.
And then click on that and then scroll down to number 8. So can they tell us what we can do in our private affairs at home or at church or anything like that?
Shall I read this?
Yes, ma'am.
No person shall be disturbed in his private affairs or his home invaded without authority of the law. And that's also in the United States Constitution that forbids law enforcement for just coming in without a warrant. And yet people were succumbing to this and listening to these governors because they were afraid that their homes were going to be invaded. But you know what I would have told them? Try it. Let them come in your home. You have them by the cojones at that point.
Because the thing is that what they're going to do at any given time is the police are being used by the government to do dirty stuff that they can't do. There's a maxim of law that says you cannot do through the agency of another what you cannot do yourself. So if somebody can't walk into your house and just, you know, snatch you up or your kid for not wearing a mask or something like that, or having a party, hanging out together, if somebody can't do that without a warrant in the first place, then what we got to understand is that the police are being lied to about the law and they have no idea. And it's because the attorneys in the legal departments are letting them get away with it. Mm-hmm. The stuff the board of supervisors is doing in Arizona is because the attorneys on one end are telling them the dirty stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So yep. When the legislature is fighting to figure out how to stop these things and they can't figure out the information, is because an attorney is not giving them good information.
So Josh, this is the law that you cited to the governor, this one right here that I read earlier.
Yes.
More than one.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah, when you were speaking and you're like saying all this stuff, I wanted to like stand up and like clap for you. Bravo, because I was really upset when no one stood with Mountainside Fitness when they were being shut down. And I'm like, how come none of the small business owners are rallying around this man? He's the only one at that time that was like brave enough to stand up and say something to them. Everyone just like left him in the dust. And I was kind of angry with the small business community here because he was the only outspoken one. And you know what, on top of all that, Josh, you know, I think that I've heard it many times, and maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong, Josh, but usually the most healthiest people, the ones that get sick the least are the ones that go to gyms because they're working out, like your doctors say. They usually eat right. And when you work out and you eat right, your body's working at its maximum capacity and it does what it does best, and that's to heal itself. Am I correct on that, Josh? That most
you're 100% correct. And like I've been saying from day one, you know, when I started seeing Tom in his fight, so the whole time he's fighting and paying all these attorneys all this money, we're in here working out with our masks off, you know, having a good old time here. And I'm trying to get a hold of Tom through channels of people, where I finally got through to CEO, Mario. And that's when David and I sat down with him in my campaign office for like 3 hours and showed him everything. And he was like, oh my God, you guys, I got to get you in front of Tom. You know, so we met, I think a few days later, we went to Mountainside, their headquarters over in Old Town. And we met and showed Tom, you know, ARS 26317 in particular. And Tom knew what it was. And David's like, well, did you see the second half of it? And he's like, did your attorney show you the second part of that? He's like, what do you mean?
Tether, because that the same law that we're showing them frees them is the same one that the attorneys will let you get prosecuted with.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, and you know, David showed Tom that, and he said, okay, now read the second part. And, you know, says you're in a private, you can opt out of an emergency order, basically. And I swear Tom just turned bright red. He was so mad, you know, because you pay all these attorneys. He went through a heck and back, right? Mm-hmm. Pay all these attorneys all this money. And here they are, I would say, lying to him, or, you know, not giving him the full disclosure of the law, the statute. And here it is, you know, like David always says, some dude from the ghetto in Detroit and a gym owner are coming here, you know more about the Constitution and law than what their attorney's telling them, you know? So it's crooked and corrupt. The judicial system is broken. There's a lot of things broken in this country, unfortunately, pretty much any of the three-letter agencies. And, it all trickles down to the local level. You know, when you have a governor, you know, like David just told you about, you know, Article 2, Section 8. And then, you know, if you look at Article 2, Section 32, it says everything in this Constitution is mandatory. You know, basically every provision in this constitution is mandatory. So there's no, it's not like David always says, it didn't say a little bit, it didn't say some of it, you know, it says this is mandatory. This is what you're allowed to do with the people's freedoms in Arizona. In these Bill of Rights that David, he'll talk about further, but these bills of rights in each state, they're interstate, they travel from state to state. So if there's something in Virginia, in the Virginia Constitution and their Bill of Rights, it's applicable to people in Arizona and vice versa. So it doesn't just go away. Now, the other stuff would be applicable just to Arizonans or just the people from Virginia, but the actual Bill of Rights for each state kind of can cross over into other states as well. So, when you see something, David will cite something from Virginia, it applies to us as well here.
Yeah, I was hearing him on another show quote a lot of Virginia law. And I think he said, David, correct me if I'm wrong, that you said that the Virginia Bill of Rights were the first Bill of Rights that were written, and the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution Bill of Rights were mirrored after Virginia. Did I misquote you on that? Or?
Yeah, very similar to what I said. That was actually CanCon who brought it up.
Oh, CanCon. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but remember,
I was like, I didn't know that.
The states created the federal Constitution, came together to have a more perfect union. Had a union together. But Josh Barnett's great, 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 so many great grandfather was actually there taking part in the Virginia Constitution. That's how you know God has been setting this up for a long time, because Josh had somebody who stood up to, who was equivalent to the deep state back then, trying to get rid of freedom, trying to kill him. And then Josh's great, 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 great grandfather was there at the convention helping to put together the Bills of Rights and the Constitution, and powerful man. And now his great, 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 great offspring is fighting in the midst of Arizona doing the exact same thing without even knowing.
Yeah, that is amazing. I mean, I'm not taking things like this coincidence anymore like I used to. It's what I've been reading in my Bible study, and God gave me Gideon right now, which was the story of God dwindled the army of Gideon down to 300 men to take down a huge oppressive military presence, and God got all the glory for it. And it just is like every time we go further in that Bible study, I'm like, oh, wow, this is kind of happening now. Like, I don't take meeting Josh as a coincidence when I ran into, well, he doesn't know I was there at the We the People rally, but I heard him and he knows that I heard him because I told him, I just heard you 2 weeks ago. Like, I don't take that as a coincidence. Like, God wanted me to meet Josh for whatever reason. Maybe it's for him to get in front of my audience. I don't know. I'm just going where God leads me, and God led me to Josh, and God, which also led me to you, David. And I'm just like, okay, God, here am I, send me however you want to do it. And so God's taken the 300, and he's doing big things in Arizona, which is starting to spread across the nation. And I'm really excited that God is using our people here in Arizona to do really big things. And I told Josh, like, I would stand by, I wish I could vote for you, Josh, because the where you're running, I can't vote for you there, but I wish I could vote for you. But I still will stand behind you when you run for office, because we need men like you, Josh, in office to do the will of the people and to do the will of God. And that's to, and I love how you said it, David, our constitution was to limit government from the people, not the people from the government, because now it's all twisted. And you know what? DC thinks they're so much more powerful than the states, but that's not how it was written. The states are more powerful than the federal government. And I learned, this is when education was somewhat decent, but we're going to have to catch up part two of this. Mm-hmm. And we're going to pick it up in part two. So make sure you guys stay tuned to my show, because you're going to want to hear part two of this discussion.